This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. So, Sunday evening, Tottenham Hotspur announced the departure of Antonio Conte by mutual agreement. Am I surprised? No, I'm not. I think it's probably the best decision for everybody concerned. I think it's probably the best decision for Antonio Conte, for Tottenham Hotspur Football Club, and for the players. It's been a difficult couple of years, I think, for all of us Tottenham Hotspur fans. And if I'm completely honest, I think that all of us deserve a lot more from the players, from the management and from the board. Antonio Conte going, I'm not at all surprised because I never in a million years thought he would get away with the comments that he made after the Southampton game in that press conference. It was such an explosive press conference. I don't think anyone is ever going to get away with saying what he did. I think he probably lost the respect from the board. I think he probably lost a lot of respect from some of the players. And I think that's very clear and evident from some of the interviews that the players have given this week. Because, you know, none of the players have come out and said, yeah, Antonio Conte's right, we should be given a lot more. They've all defended themselves and said, no, I give 100% anyway. Harry Kane, of course, hasn't come out, ducked both of the media interviews, press conferences for both England games this week. But let's face it, this season has not been a good season so far in terms of attractive football, in terms of entertainment. And remember, football is entertainment and we haven't been entertained. However, we are still sitting in the top four with 10 games to go. We do have a chance. I think with Christian Stellini in charge with Ryan Mason, we could have a glimmer of a chance. I think top four is going to be very, very hard. More realistic, probably a Europa League spot, finishing fifth or sixth. I certainly don't want to be playing in the Europa Conference League again. You know, I don't want to be going over to the likes of Pacos de Ferreira and Rennes and all the other places where I went to. Moura was another one. It's going to be very hard, but I think that the club need to do things a lot more differently than what we have done in the past, because let's face it, we've been here before. Maurizio Pochettino, and I'm sorry to go over old ground again. Switch off if you think this is boring, because I've said it many, many times. But 2019... Pochettino got the sack. In my opinion, he should have been backed for what Pochettino done at this club, where we played away at Wembley, where he didn't spend a penny in 518 days, took us to a Champions League final, etc., etc. There are so many positives under Pochettino. A project, a real project, and such exciting football. I put out on Twitter and other social media outlets the other day, in your lifetime, you know, who gave us the best attractive football? and most of the answers was Pochettino. And that's mine as well. Great football. And when he was sacked in November 2019, I know a lot of people will say, oh, this is ridiculous, you're saying this, but I feel like a death in the family, Maurizio Pochettino being sacked, because I think everybody related to Pochettino and everybody liked him. Such a likeable character as a Tottenham Hotspur manager. Everyone had such respect for him. And, you know, to show when he showed real emotion in the after the Ajax game, when we went through to the Champions League final, I think that he gained so many more fans and followers, not just Spurs fans, but fans all around the world, you know, supporting other clubs. Such a fantastic man as well. And in my opinion, I think that he deserved to stay on as manager. I know some people will say, yeah, we were about 14th when he left and, you know, the football wasn't great. He should have been backed. That is the underlining thing. He should have been backed in a way that, you know, he brought success to us, not signing a player in 518 days. Back the man. If we had backed him, who knows what we could have achieved. Of course, the next morning, Jose Mourinho took over. We all thought, or I certainly did. We've got a serial winner here. He's won trophies every single place he has been. And he was sacked 6 days before a cup final. Wrong decision, in my opinion. We then waited 72 days for a manager. Nuno Espirito Santo come in. That didn't work out. Of course, at that Manchester United game at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, the fans singing, you don't know what you're doing. Of course, immediately after, Antonio Conte came in. I felt again, if this manager was backed, if he was backed in transfer windows, and it is fair to say, Antonio Conte has been backed probably more than any other manager in recent times in transfer windows. Brought in some players, but of course, he said twice, Jed Spence, Dan Juma, club signings rather than his signings. But I know I'm rambling on here, but Pochettino, Jose Mourinho, Antonio Conte, how on earth can you go through three managers of that calibre and not be successful? I'm very upset by this. I feel that certainly this season, I agree with Antonio Conte that the players need to take more responsibility. He called them selfish. I would love to have known the players that he actually meant rather than everybody.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The players need to give more. And they have needed to give more in recent years. And I expect a little bit more from the management as well. Jose Mourinho, Antonio Conte, you know, how can you have two serial winning managers who have not won a trophy at the club? The board, need to, you know, do things differently now. 110% they need to do things differently. In my opinion, I think that we need to go back to a Pochettino-type manager, whether it's Pochettino himself or somebody else, and have a plan, have a project, have vision, and show ambition on the pitch. We show ambition in every single aspect of our football club, except on the pitch. Not enough. It is not enough. We as fans expect a lot. I think we deserve a lot better. We deserve more than what we're getting. Daniel Levy, in his very short statement, said we have an amazing and loyal supporters. You do. But I know a lot of Spurs fans right now, close friends, family members, associates, lots of people who watch this channel, and people are bored, they're tired, they're frustrated, and some of them are even falling out of love with the club, which is not a good thing. I will always go and support my club. I will always go and watch Tottenham Hotspur play, no matter what competition it is, no matter where it is, because I love the club. I know that the players, the management and the board will all leave at some point. I won't leave as a supporter, so I'll always support the club. That's just me. I know some people talk with their feet and they say, well, we're not going to go while Spurs are playing like this and being led in such a way that we are. We've got a huge summer coming up again, and I feel like I've said this since Pochettino left, really. Huge summers, for the last few seasons in particular. Harry Kane, of course, has just become England's leading goal scorer. Would I be surprised if Harry Kane left in the summer? I don't think I would. What must Harry Kane be feeling right now? He's played under Pochettino, he's played under Jose Mourinho, he's played under Antonio Conte. Surely when those managers come in, I know Nuno and a couple of other managers before, but when he's seen those three managers come in at the club and not been successful, he himself has not won a trophy. He now must be asking himself serious questions. I don't think any Spurs fan would blame Harry Kane if he did leave. Of course, we all want him to stay. I would love him to stay, but I wouldn't blame him, or I wouldn't be at all surprised if he did leave in the summer. It's a mess. Everything at the moment is an absolute mess. I feel like somebody above the hierarchy, they need to have a meeting and just say, look, we need to do things in a different way. The board are not going to go anywhere. The board are not going to sell up. So the only thing that they can do is do things in a different way. Like I've said, I think that we need to have a project manager in place. We need to have a plan. They need to communicate more with the supporters and tell us exactly what we're going to expect. As far as the next manager to come in, I have no idea. I know a lot of people have been calling for Pochettino. I've called for Pochettino myself. I'm not sure whether Spurs would go down that route. I think if they did, it would please the majority of the supporters. But if they did, he needs to be backed. I think the turning point in Pochettino's time at Tottenham is when, funny enough, when we won the Audi Cup. And he said in the press conference at that time, I'm not the manager, I'm the head coach. So obviously a conversation has happened between the Champions League final to the Audi Cup pre-season. So it's about backing the manager, about making them feel that they're going to be here for some time. A project, get us all excited again. And the other thing is playing entertaining football. We were promised that we were looking for a manager who was going to play fast forward thinking, attractive football, and then we ended up with Nuno Espirito Santo. That was poor, drab, boring football. Of course, he ended up getting the sack. Antonio Conte, although he was a serial winner, it has been boring football this season. He got us over the line last season, and full respect to Antonio Conte. And I must say, Antonio Conte as a person, I was very lucky enough to meet Antonio Conte on a couple of occasions, and every single time I met him or saw him with other people, he was absolutely fantastic with other people, always gave people his time, always very respectful, and a great guy, and an excellent football manager. But as I say, it just hasn't worked out at this football club. Ambition, direction, and success. We want success. We haven't had a trophy for 15 years. Who knows what is next? I'm sure now, from now until the end of the season, until the summer, the manager speculation will continue. I know there's a couple of managers out there at the moment who haven't got a job in Julian Nagelsmann and Maurizio Pochettino. Whether Spurs will go for one of them two, who could possibly deliver an excellent job as a project manager. They've both had good jobs. They've both been fairly successful. So whether Tottenham go for one of those, let's wait and see. Anyway, personally, I'm hoping that success at this football club is round the corner in the very, very near future, because it has been a very long time. Until the next video, come on, you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.